This is Maya Mustafa with the Mirror News, the student newspaper at Henry Ford College in Dearborn, Michigan. I am bringing you the January 2024 edition of our monthly podcast, Mirror News Now. In this episode, Ashley Davis interviews Jennifer Evans, the exhibits manager at the Charles H. Wright Museum of African American History in Detroit, about their exhibit featuring the costumes of two-time Oscar winner Ruth E. Carter.
All right, hi. How are you doing today?
Good.
Can you give me your name and your position here at the Charles Wright Museum?
Yes, my name is Jennifer Evans, and I'm the exhibitions manager.
Hi, Jennifer. Thank you for having us today. We are standing in the Ruth Carter exhibit. Could you tell us a little bit more about Ruth Carter and the exhibit that we're standing in today?
Absolutely. Ruth Carter is a costume designer. And she creates costumes for films, and so this exhibition has 60 plus costumes on exhibit. The movies range from the 80s up until 2021, I think is our most current film. And Ruth, in the exhibition, Ms. Carter talks about her process for creating costumes, all the research that she does in preparation of creating the costumes, and then also some of the methods to make the costumes, things like 3D printing, how some of the costumes are, the word that they use. I don't want to say damaged, but there's a process for creating the weathering that a costume has. So she talks all about those steps in the exhibition.
Mm-hmm. All right, what are some of the exhibitions on display, some of the movies that are here today? Can you tell us a little bit about some of the things on display today?
Absolutely. So directly behind you is Do the Right Thing, which was released in 1989, and that was directed by Spike Lee. That was one of Ms. Carter's early relationships with Mr. Lee. She continued to create costumes for his films, and so a later film is, of course, Malcolm X, which is here, which is a later film. She was nominated for an Oscar for that film but did not win. And so that relationship continued. We also have Amistad, which is in the back, which is the second movie that she was nominated for an Oscar for, and that was directed by Steven Spielberg. And so a lot of them have this, they're rooted in like life events, real events that happened. Amistad, of course, is based on the revolt on the La Amistad, the Spanish slave ship. Of course, Malcolm X is a biopic of Malcolm X's life. And then we have Selma, which is toward the back of the gallery. And that, of course, it revolves around the Selma March and Dr. King and his wife, Coretta Scott King. And so Ms. Carter has access to not only the creative input of the director and the people that are creating the films, but of course she can research the actual event for a lot of these films to see what were people wearing at the time, how do the costumes tell the story apart from just the writing and the dialogue, how can Ms. Carter tell the story through the costumes. That's a really big theme throughout each vignette, each film. She really captures like who the characters are, what was the film about through the costuming.
Right. Do you feel like that's what makes her design unique? Is the research process that's a part of the creative process?
Not knowing much about other costume designers' process, I think mm-hmm. that it definitely seems to set her apart. It seems to allow Ms. Carter to kind of tell us a visual story that really adds to the overall impact of the film. I think when we get more current and in the center here is Black Panther and Black Panther Wakanda Forever, you really kind of see this without knowing anything about the film. Mm-hmm. Within the costume alone, you can see different ethnicities, different African ethnicities, different traditions within the costumes without really needing to know anything about the films or the plot of the film. So I think it really does. You can really see it in her costumes. I don't know if it sets her apart as a costume designer, but I think that you can really kind of see it in her examples. More than likely, there are probably other costume designers that do this well as well. I think that she's probably where she probably is set apart is that she has this amazing collection of costumes. She has kept them, you know, and so she has been able to amass an exhibition of 60 plus costumes that tell not only the story of these films, but of her development as a designer and as an artist. And so that's probably something that sets her apart. I don't know how many artists retain all of their files. I think that's kind of rare to have an archive with this many objects.
Mm-hmm. I understand. Why do you feel like it was important to have this exhibit come to Detroit and come to the Charles Wright Museum? How do you think this will be impactful for the Detroit community?
Yeah, so as a history museum, this is a great exhibition because it tells history in a unique kind of way through these films, because a lot of them are based on actual events. People kind of get to rediscover an event or a moment in time or a person that maybe they either don't know much about or maybe kind of forgot about. And so this is, film is a really great way just in general to talk about history. And so I think through the costumes too, so many of the costumes are they're historic, but there's also a lot of costumes here that feel like their time, but then we still wear these garments, you know. So there's a lot of, some of the men's suits are specific. So like I'm looking at Dolomite Is My Name, and so they're very 70s. But then there are some things that we continue to wear. There's some styles that keep coming back.
Yeah, they're inspired by previous designers.
Yeah, and so it's a really cool way to kind of rediscover history that way, where you can see like, oh, this jumpsuit, like the yellow jumpsuit, it's rooted in the 70s. But then you see this today. Designers are still creating, fashion designers are still creating looks like these. I think the second reason why this is really important is there are some Detroit connections, and so like Malcolm X spent his formative years in Detroit and in Michigan, grew up in Michigan, and so we do have his archive here, a portion of his archive, and so there are some connections there. We feature the La Amistad Revolt in our Instantly Rise exhibition. What else? I think there are some ways that visitors can kind of connect to Michigan or Detroit history in that way. I think just in general, the concept of Afrofuturism is important to the exhibition, and so that's an interesting concept for visitors to learn through costumes. Afrofuturism is, we describe it as a creative movement, and it really kind of is an aesthetic movement that shows up in a lot of different art forms, art, film, literature. And so Miss Carter captures Afrofuturism through, one, her research, because she researches the moment that the film is capturing, but then designed for a contemporary audience. She's kind of pulling the past into the future in a really interesting way. And so this exhibit is it's an interesting way to learn about Afrofuturism. There's a lot of visual examples of Afrofuturism where it's kind of a complicated concept that is used in a lot of different ways, but I think in some of her costumes you can kind of look and go, ah, yes, I see this kind of marriage between African tradition and different African ethnicities, but then there's this futurism where you see Miss Carter kind of pushing an old tradition or an old African aesthetic, but kind of moving it either into the present or beyond that.
And I think that that's really beautiful, the way she's able to capture some of this African history and some of the design. I know watching Black Panther, some of the people that I know that do have African lineage, that was one of the appeals, that was part of the appeal of seeing this movie, being able to see pieces of themselves represented here. So I also just want to be respectful of your time, because I know we don't have to be so sit there.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to also ask you one final question, and that's, how do you think Ruth Carter's Oscar wins and just kind of her push to prevalence, how do you think that inspired a new wave of Black creators?
Well, I think when she won for Black Panther and then again for Black Panther for Wakanda Forever, it certainly drew attention to costume design in a different way. I think it's one of the parts of filmmaking that is often supposed to be invisible. It's not supposed to be the thing that really we think about. It's one component of the mise-en-scene of what's on the screen. But I think her win, because she won twice in a, you know, consecutively, and then also because she won for two films that aren't always in the genre that is a big winner for the Oscars, I think it drew attention to costume design in a different way, even though someone always wins for costume design in the Oscars. So, but there was something, I think, unique about, and refreshing, I guess, about these wins as opposed to some of the historic wins for costume design at the Academy. So I think too, her story and the attention she got and the ways in which the media then reported on her story was also very exciting. And she seems to be, I think for the media, she seemed to be kind of a new face, a fresh face, even though she's been designing since the 80s.
Yeah, yeah.
So I struggle to say, like, she is a fresh face because, you know, she's been working for many years and working very hard and doing a lot of really great work with her costume. But I do feel like she got a lot of attention. I think for her, it was probably really great because it shined a lot of light on her foundation, on the Ruth Carter Foundation, where she really is working to mentor up-and-coming costume designers and trying to help young people navigate kind of the world of the film industry, but also understanding that costume design is a viable career in which you can thrive, but also there's lots of ways in which to showcase yourself as an artist, as a seamstress, as a tailor, as a designer, and, you know, it's an avenue in which you can tell a story through costumes. So I think that's one of her goals and dreams, and so I think the attention from the Oscar wins kind of bolstered her foundation, even though I believe she already had the foundation. But I think so, I'm sure she's been able to really navigate all of that attention to the good of her projects that she's already working on, passion projects and things like that. I'm sure that it really helped shine a light on her foundation and the work that she's been doing.
Well, thank you so much for your time. We really appreciate you having us. And just for people who are watching, can you just tell us how you can come visit this amazing exhibit? What times, days, and how long is the exhibit going to be there?
Yeah, so what I would suggest is that visitors go to our website. It's www.theright.org, and there you will find all of our hours and our admission rates and the programs that are coming up for this exhibition. That's a better way than me prattling off what they are incorrectly sometimes. And I'm looking over at Kelly. But so that is really what I would suggest, that people go to the website and they have all of their visitor needs should be there.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, thank you so much for your time and for opening your doors to us.
Thank you.
And I will tell everyone I know about this exhibit so they can come.
Yeah, absolutely.
Amazing design. Thank you.
Thank you.
That was Ashley Davis reporting for the Mirror News. We hope you enjoyed this episode of Mirror News Now. Until next time, this is Maya Mustafa.